Divorce. Chapter 1. This chapter reviews the terms and provides an explanation of the terms. It will help you get started and answer some of the questions you have. Divorce chapters 2 and 3 should answer your remaining questions. How to get the fees waived. Depending on the state and county, the cost to file for divorce can range from $30 to over $300. Each state and county are different. In some states, there can be one fee to file for divorce and another fee for the hearing to get the final divorce decree signed by the judge. Many states will waive the fees if you meet the requirements. The requirements to get the fees waived are different in each state, but for most states, you have to be at or close to the poverty level. Before you file for divorce, fill out an indigent form and submit it to get the fees waived. Wait the required time, which is about 2 weeks, and check to see if it was approved. Once it is approved, you will receive a voucher that will pay for the court costs. Divorce our best advice. Before you file for divorce, close your current joint accounts. These include credit cards, bank accounts, etc., and establish separate accounts. In addition, if both your names are on the debt, you may want to consider refinancing these debts to put them only in the name of the person responsible for paying them, such as the car note. Divide all property, TV, furniture, etc., and establish separate households. If you have kids, go to your state's child support agency and take care of the child support issues before you file for divorce. Furthermore, if you have kids, have the visitation, education, health care, and whom the kids will live with worked out in advance. Divorce where to get more help. Many states have free family law help clinics, and they will help you with your divorce papers even if the divorce papers are ones that you created yourself or are the fill-in-the-blank kind. All colleges and universities have to provide times where the public can access their libraries if they receive federal funding. This includes community colleges and trade schools, and they all should have internet access. This means access to their law library as well. We do not know of any private or public college or university that does not receive federal funding. Almost all libraries, including your local public library, should have all the software you need to complete all of your divorce papers. These libraries will not allow you to save your work on their computers, bringing something like a jump drive. Divorce terms and explanations. Uncontested divorce. This blog covers uncontested divorce, which sometimes can be called divorce by agreement, or dissolution of marriage. It means that you and your spouse agree that you two want a divorce, plus, you both agree on what you will do about the debts, the children, and the house. It means that neither spouse has to prove that the other spouse did them wrong, such as committed adultery, was physically or mentally cruel, that the spouse is an alcoholic, or that the spouse is impotent, the spouse is sterile, or that the spouse is in prison. It means that you and your spouse do not want to be married any longer. This means one of the following. 1. Irreconcilable differences have caused an irretrievable breakdown of the marriage. 2. Irreconcilable differences have caused an irremediable breakdown of the marriage. 3. Incompatibility of temperament has caused an irremediable breakdown of the marriage. Regular divorce. For a regular divorce, you will have to prove one of the following. Spouse committed adultery. Spouse was physically or mentally cruel. Spouse is an alcoholic or drug addict. Spouse is impotent. Spouse is sterile. Spouse is in prison. For many states, this does not matter because after 8 years of marriage, even if your spouse falls into one of these categories, you will still have to pay alimony. If you want to file a divorce based because your spouse committed adultery, was physically or mentally cruel, is sterile, is an alcoholic or drug addict, or is in prison requires more work because it goes into the area of domestic violence. If children are involved, may require a lot more work to file for divorce because supervised visitation, education, and health care might come into play. Pro se. This means you are doing it without a lawyer. Petition or complaint. They both mean the same thing. It is the paperwork that starts it all. Petitioner, respondent. If you are the one filing for divorce, you will be the petitioner, and your spouse would be the respondent. Complaint. If you are the one filing for divorce, you will be the plaintiff, and your spouse would be the defendant. Rift. At your hearing, the judge might ask if everything in this rift is true? The answer is yes. A rift is a divorce or disagreement. Custody, child support, and visitation. Custody, child support, and visitation are separate issues. In some states, if the parent receiving child support interferes with the other parent's visitation for any reason that does not have to do with the child's safety, then the parent interfering can be charged with a crime. You cannot deny or interfere with visitation, even if the other parent is late or behind in child support payments. This is one of the main reasons why we believe that it would be best for both spouses to have all child support payments go through your state's child support agency. Having all child support payments go through your state's child support agency helps to protect both spouses, because the state agency keeps track of all payments. One spouse cannot claim that they did not receive any child support when they did, and the other spouse cannot claim that they made the payment when they did not. It is a lot easier for your state's child support agency to collect any missed child support payments than it would be if you attempted to collect the missed child support payments. In addition, if you did miss a payment, it is a lot easier to talk to your state's child support agency about it and let them handle it. Custody. There are several types of custody, but the main ones are the following. Physical custody is the right to have the child live with the parent. Primary physical custody is the right to have the child live with one parent for more than 70% of the time. Legal custody is the right to make major decisions relating to the raising of the child. Sole custody gives one parent physical custody and legal custody. Joint custody or shared custody is where both parents share the major decisions regarding upbringing the child. Joint or shared custody, one parent can have physical custody, but both parents will have legal custody. Divided custody, alternating custody, split custody, and joint physical custody all basically mean that the child will be split between the two parents. For example, the child will live with one parent for 6 months and then live with the other parent for 6 months. Most courts do not like this kind of arrangement. Taxes and child support. If you are paying child support, you cannot deduct the amount that you pay in child support on your taxes. The one who is receiving child support payments does not report the payments as income. However, you and your spouse will have to work out some kind of agreement as to who will get to claim the children on their taxes at the end of the year. According to the IRS publication 504, the parent that has the children most of the year, regardless of who is paying the child support, is the one that usually gets to claim the children on their taxes. Every state or county usually has its own child support department, and we suggest that before or when you file your divorce papers to ask the clerk where you should go to attain a child support order and have it enforced. Child support. Obligor is the person paying child support. Obligee is the person receiving the support on behalf of the child. You only have to pay child support for your biological and adopted children. If one parent has physical custody of the child, then the other parent will pay child support. The only way around this fact is if the other parent has no income. If the other parent has never paid any child support, and the child is now 30 years old, the child can go after the parent who has never paid any child support. The child will receive all the back child support for all the years that were never paid. If you die, the child might still be able to get the back child support from your estate or Social Security. Unlike taxes, where you stop paying after you die, with child support, you might still be paying it even after you die. When it comes to child support and divorce, every state can be different. 1. Some states require that all child support payments go through the state's child support agency or be directly deposited. 2. Some states determine child support based on the parent's gross income, and other states determine child support based on both parents' net income. 3. Some states require you to go through the divorce process first and have custody officially determined before you can pursue child support. 4. Some states require you to attain a child support order separate from the divorce order. This means having an independent child support hearing. 5. Some states will allow you to combine the child support order with the divorce decree or judgment. We recommend that no matter what your state will allow you to do, contact your state's child support agency before you file for divorce and follow their procedure. They will be able to instruct you on your state's child support guidelines, which have to be followed. Your state's child support agency will be able to help you file for child support. If you attain child support through the divorce proceedings, you should know that the court or judge only provides an order or a judgment for child support. The court does not enforce the order for child support, and it will be up to you to enforce the child support order or judgment. However, if you attain child support through your state's child support agency, they will ensure that the child support order is enforced. If you go through your state's child support agency, the one paying child support might be responsible for paying child support from the time you two were separated. This means that the one paying child support might also have to make back child support payments. How child support is calculated? Schedules, tables, or a formula. One method used to determine child support is the percentage of income method, which is based on the percentage of income of one or both parents, such as 20% of income of one parent for the first child, 30% of income of one parent for two children, 38% of income of one parent for three children, 43% of income of one parent for four children, 47% of income of one parent for five children, etc. For some states, the percentage of income amount stated here will be lower, which is another reason to contact your state's child support agency before you file for divorce. Your state's child support agency will help you calculate the correct amount. Combined income method. Another method is the combined income method, where child support is based on the income and expenses of both parents, causing you financial hardship. If the judge issues an amount of child support that will cause you or your spouse financial hardship, then bring this to the judge's attention. However, the judge might not consider reducing the amount of child support during the divorce proceedings. Yet, the judge will consider raising the amount of child support during the divorce proceedings if the judge believes that the amount you are paying is too low. The judge and the courts do not like people attempting to reduce the amount they pay in child support. If you need to have the amount you are paying in child support reduced, we recommend getting a lawyer. In fact, some states do not allow a reduction in child support unless your income has dropped to being close to or at the poverty level. If you cannot afford a lawyer, some states have free family law help clinics, and they will be able to help you draft a motion and prepare you to present your case in court for a reduction in child support. Paternity. It means, are you the biological father of the children? In this age of talk shows, we now know that some women can and will lie. Even if you believe that the child is not your biological child, the court will still assume that the child is your biological child. Because of this, you will be responsible for child support until you prove to the court that the child is not your biological child. If you are not sure the child is your biological child, call the state's family helpline. You can also petition or file a motion asking the court for a DNA test, which is 99.99% accurate, or an HLA test, human leukocyte antigen test, which is 90% accurate. Visitation. The children live with the custodial parent, and the non-custodial parent is the one that receives visitation. Many divorce agreements have the terms reasonable visitation or liberal visitation. When it comes to visitation, you want to leave out the word reasonable visitation or liberal visitation, or all combinations of reasonable and or liberal. These two words give all the power when it comes to visitation to the parent with physical custody of the children. The terms reasonable and liberal are so open to interpretation that when you attempt to have the visitation order enforced by the court or the police, both might say reasonable visitation. What does that mean? All child visitation agreements should spell out and be extremely clear what the visitation schedule will be, including holidays. It is because people can seem very reasonable during the divorce, but as soon as one spouse gets a new girlfriend or a new boyfriend, then things can change very quickly. You should also leave out the term every other weekend, because who is the one that decides which weekend is every other weekend? The person who decides which weekend is every other weekend is the same person that can decide to make it mean not during the school year, or not during the months that has holidays. If you pick up the children during the weekend, when does the weekend start? Does the weekend start on Friday, or does the weekend start on Saturday? Are you supposed to wait around all day on Saturday for the other parent to pick up the kids? On Saturday, the other parents show up at 1:00 in the afternoon, and the next Saturday, the same parent does not show up until 1:00 p.m. to pick up the kids. There should be a clause that punishes the parent for being late or not being available regarding visitation. Such as, if the non-custodial parent failed to follow the agreed date and time of visitation and without a reasonable explanation, then visitation will be postponed until the next agreed date and time of visitation. If the custodial parent failed to follow the agreed date and time of visitation and without a reasonable explanation, then the non-custodial parent has the right to set the next date and time of visitation. Plus, the non-custodial parent will be granted an additional date and time for the visitation missed. Grandparents' rights. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the case of Troxell v. Granville that grandparents have no visitation rights, that parents have the right to raise their children how they see fit, and that the states cannot force them to allow grandparents' visitation. However, many states have attempted to get around this. For example, some states will not grant a divorce until you put into your divorce papers some kind of a clause relating to visitation regarding grandparents or other persons. Once this is stated in the divorce decree, it must be carried out. Put in your paperwork the following statement. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the case of Troxell v. Granville that grandparents or other persons have no visitation rights, parents have the right to raise their children how they see fit, and that the states cannot force parents to allow grandparents or other persons visitation. Then attach a copy of Troxell v. Granville to your divorce papers. Click here for the PDF. The following clause in your divorce's papers may meet this requirement and still provide you with full control as to who gets to visit your children. However, the judge might cancel this clause. We will allow visitation by the grandparents and others during the times and during the days that are congruent and harmonious with the children's schedule and the schedule of the parents. This translates to, you will allow visitation by the grandparents and others when you feel like it. Inheritance. If you or your spouse receives any inheritance during or before the marriage, then all the inheritance belongs to that spouse. However, if the inheritance is used to purchase an asset, like a home, or pay a bill, then that part of the inheritance is now considered a gift to the marriage and no longer solely belong to one spouse. Alimony. Alimony also means support, maintenance, spousal support, and spouse maintenance. There are two types of alimony. 1. Rehabilitative alimony, and 2. Permanent alimony. 1. Rehabilitative alimony is for a limited period of time and is used to enable the spouse receiving alimony to get an education or training that will allow them to get a job. 2. Permanent alimony is for a long period of time and can last until the spouse dies. This kind is usually granted when the spouse is unable to work because of illness. Alimony laws vary greatly from state to state, and thus if you or your spouse is seeking alimony, we suggest that you get a lawyer. Alimony will depend on how long you two were married, your spouse's ability to pay, and the needs of the spouse receiving alimony. However, if you have been married for 8 years or more, and the other spouse never truly worked, you will have to pay alimony. Taxes and alimony. The person paying alimony can deduct it off their taxes, and the one receiving alimony has to report it as income on their taxes. Property. Non-marital property or sole property is property that each owns separately or property that you or your spouse own before you got married. Joint property, community property, and marital property are property that you and your spouse attained during the marriage. However, not all property attained during the marriage is considered joint property. This will depend on the state laws. However, the following states are community property states, and in these states, all property attained during the marriage is considered joint property or marital property. The states are Arizona, California, Idaho, Louisiana, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin. Restoration of name. Either spouse may request that their former name be restored or that a new name be authorized. Usually, you would make this request in the judgment, decree. However, for some states, this might require additional paperwork. Ask the clerk if there are any additional forms that have to be filled out to have your name changed or restored. This can require you to publish a notice of your request to have your name changed in a newspaper. The court will provide you a list of approved newspapers. However, shop around, some of the newspapers on the list will charge $1,000 or more, where others will charge a little as $30 for the same service. After you have your name changed, it is up to you to notify the following agencies. 1. Department of Motor Vehicles for your driver license and vehicle registration. 2. Social Security. 3. Credit card, loan companies, banks. 4. Your employer regarding payroll, retirement account, and insurance. 5. State Tax Authority. 6. Voter Registration. 7. Mortgage Company. 8. Credit Reporting Companies, which are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. They all have websites. If you are the one filing the petition and creating the judgment, decree, and your spouse wants their name changed, you cannot request this in the petition or judgment, decree for your spouse. Your spouse will have to request it themselves in writing and submit their request to the court. Financial statement. Some states require a financial statement or a financial information sheet to be filled out, and the states that require this usually has an official form for this information. This sheet should list all of the debts and income of both spouses. Describe all the debts of both spouses. Debts include all kinds of financial obligations, such as loans, credit cards, debit card account balances, the mortgage on your house, etc. List to who owns each debt and the amount owed. When identifying credit cards or debit card accounts, only list the last four digits of the account and the bank's name or issuing institution. Do not provide the full account number. For joint debts, both of you will remain legally obligated until your name is taken off the debt. This is regardless of the agreement as to who will pay the debt. Even if you have in your divorce papers that your spouse is responsible for the debt and your spouse stops paying the debt, you will still be responsible for the debt, as long as your name is on the debt. If this happens to you, you will have to sue your spouse in court and show the judge your divorce papers as proof that your spouse is responsible for the debt. Even if you sue someone in court does not mean that you will receive the money to pay off the debt. What you will have to do is ask the judge for an order to have your spouse's wages garnished to ensure that the debt is being paid. Debts. For joint debts, both of you will remain legally obligated to your creditors until the existing debt is paid, regardless of what you have in your divorce agreement. You must inform your creditors of your joint accounts about your divorce. After your divorce is over, you should send a copy of your divorce papers to all your joint creditors and the credit reporting companies. To protect yourself against future debts that the other party may incur on credit cards and other joint accounts, you may want to close your current joint accounts and reopen them in your separate names. In addition, if both your names are on the debt, you may want to consider refinancing these debts and put them only in the name of the person responsible for paying the debt. Plus, if you do all of this before you file for divorce, then your divorce will probably go a lot smoother and quicker. It would also be a good idea to write the credit reporting companies and add to your credit report that you are divorced. This will help to prevent your spouse from opening up accounts in your name after the divorce is over. You can also ask the credit reporting companies to put a hold on or attach a password to your account. Thus, if someone attempts to open up an account and do not know the password, the application should be rejected. The credit reporting companies are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. They all have websites. Assets. In many states, if one spouse attempts to hide assets, such as lottery winnings, the other spouse gets it all. In the 70s, many men would be making a high salary. Let's say $1 million. However, during the divorce, they would say that their income was now only $40,000, and this is why the law was changed. Income. For many, for both spouses, when they file for divorce, their income drops. You might be living in an upper-class neighborhood, but after the divorce, you might only be able to afford a one-bedroom apartment. You might get the house and the car in the divorce, but you also might now be the only one responsible for the car note or mortgage. Judgment, decree. The judgment decree is the most important document of all the documents. The judgment decree is the legal order from the court that ends your marriage. It determines the rights and responsibilities of you and your spouse. It also states that the court has the legal power to make the orders in your case and that you and your spouse have met the residency requirement and the separation requirement. The judgment decree will state who is given what property, who is responsible for what debts, who will pay alimony, who has custody of the children, and what the arrangements are for child support and visitation. The judgment decree is a document that you will have to create. The judge might change some of the statements in the judgment decree at the hearing, and if he does, you will have to make the changes he tells you to make and then resubmit this document. If you are requesting to have your former name be restored or that a new name be authorized, request it here in the judgment decree. Marital settlement agreement. A marital settlement agreement is a contract between you and your spouse regarding what you two will do concerning the children, property, alimony, and debts. Since the marital settlement agreement is a contract between spouses, both spouses have to sign and notarize it and then file it with the court. The majority of states allow marital settlement agreements. However, some do not. The marital settlement agreement is part of the judgment, decree that reads the court hereby ordered that. End of divorce part 1.